Fulton County Sheriff Richard Giardino says his path to office is unique. The Republican, elected last November to replace Sheriff Tom Lurie after 2 decades, says he's seen criminal cases through many different lenses.
I started out as a part-time police officer in college and law school. Then I was an assistant DA in Nassau County, assistant DA in Fulton, and ultimately the district attorney in Fulton County. After 5 years, I ran for county court judge. I was a judge for 18 and a half years. And I tried over 200 cases, including 175 felonies, and over 40 murder and attempted murder cases. So I came in seeking the position with the intent of more training for the police officers. I saw a lot of good police work in the cases I tried, and I saw some times that things could have been done better.
Giardino is beginning his tenure as sheriff with a series of new training programs. Oftentimes, during state-sponsored training, officers are sent to a separate location. The sheriff will be doing his training in-house.
The supervisors approved my plan to use existing monies in the budget to hire 3 trainers, and one of them is a full-time instructor at the New York State Oriskany Homeland Security Training Center. And he was a former Navy SEAL, 24 years. He was a Navy SEAL instructor. And he's going to come in and do active shooter training and do officer safety and try to get everybody on the roadside trained within 12 to 18 months. And that's going to save me money on transporting people, you know, sending people away, and it's going to save money on me having to backfill a lot of people because we can do it within our schedule now.
The sheriff is also bringing in a former evidence technician and New York State Police senior investigator,
John Carey. And John is coming in, he retired a year ago, and he's going to do a total audit or evaluation of the evidence locker, which when there's a transition, the last sheriff was here for 20 years, you want to look into it and be sure all the guns, drugs, money, and evidence that's supposed to be there is there. So we're going to have a thorough audit of that. And then he's going to turn his attention to updating the officers, the investigators, and the road patrol on the latest evidence techniques and the process. And he's going to review our current policies and procedures and update them as to where they should be.
A former senior state police investigator will also be brought in to assist in reviewing and making recommendations on evidence as well as investigative policies and procedures. Giardino said deputies will also receive Narcan training to prevent heroin overdose deaths. Police officers in Gloversville and Johnstown have already had the training.
That's one thing that's a free training in less than 2 hours. So we're going to try and get most of our people trained in that, so that if they get to the scene before the EMS, they could save a life and make a difference. The other training, it's more of a monetary issue because we didn't have enough money to backfill people. So what I hope to do with that is do 2-hour blocks of the investigations and 2-hour blocks of evidence so that they can do it, like suppose we have a quiet Monday night, you know, which is generally quieter than a Friday night or a Saturday night.
Giardino is also considering restoring programs instituted by the former sheriff that have been cut over the years.
At one point he had a lot of specialized units which were very good, but they were lost due to funding. He started an emergency response team that was freestanding in the county. He had a dive team. He had the boats active. He had bicycle patrols in the villages in the summer. He had snowmobile and wave runner patrols and canine. And everything except the canine was cut due to manpower, money, and the economy. So the only thing left is a canine unit.
Giardino said he'd like to see the boat patrol reactivated and that financial support from a couple local business owners will allow for new canine training and new taser equipment and training. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.